Hello, everybody.
Hello.
This is Rise of the Star-Lords. This is episode 38. So many episodes. Rumble on Rannik. Our heroes last week called everything down upon them. I want to reiterate that everything down upon them. This is not a stealth party, and that's A-okay, but sometimes there are consequences for not being a stealth party.
Excuse you. Don't let me in with these fools.
I'm averaging out the stealthiness of the party, and you're at the upper end, and everyone else is here. So being in the middle is not very high.
We don't have to dance around it, okay? Sindo has a plus one dex mod.
Oh, oh no. Wow, you're echoing or
you're stealthier then.
Tunneling real bad, Tom. I don't know.
That's really weird. How about now?
What's your sensitivity on your mic settings? Is it picking up? I don't know.
Here, let me don't do anything. I'm just gonna leave and come back real quick.
Okay. This is fixed it before.
Don't panic.
You sound way better.
Yeah. Discord's weird like that. Hi. It's me. Don't I sound wonderful?
Oh, wow. Shades says something about making gold-plated ogre skeleton champions. So last week, our folks dispatched a ghost, dispersed it, and then Ava snuck around successfully and found some ogres being tormented by yet another ogre inside a bunkhouse and called everyone over so they could do a sneaky ambush, and then everyone else was not so sneaky. And then ogres popped out and there was murder to be had, and then a bigger, beefier ogre just smashed through the walls and a building collapsed and got instantly killed by the soldier squad. And then I realized, hey, this building down here that I'm doing the thing on right there that might be popping up on the stream for you, this one, that's actually an open air cook area with like a big vent hood over the top of it. And that ogre totally saw everyone get murked across the way and they ran inside. And now you're just at the outside of the inner fortress. And that's where we stopped, with Finn flying Superman style, wings spread, over to where they are positioned now. And we have an icebreaker question. This is courtesy of DFN, as Simon has started calling them, Drunk Fat Ninja. Your character is awarded a scholarship for higher education for helping a university. What do they decide to go back to school for? And since Lapis is thinking and Leif has bamfed, Tom, what would Jacinto go back to school for?
He would go back for probably like astronomy. Sorry, I was doing that thing where I was like confusing astrology and astronomy in my head. Jacinto probably already knows a fair deal of astrology, would probably be very interested in astronomy, because ever since he sort of picked up the whole mystic connection with the Song of the Spheres, he's been vaguely interested in the planets and heavenly bodies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Turned my volume down so my Ontario manager roommate didn't hear you confusing the two.
I didn't confuse the two. I didn't. I was just making sure that I didn't.
You should have, though. It would have made Leif's day. They love it when people do that.
Along with Lapis here, I actually started an astronomy club at the university here, and frequently many people would try to get on our nerves by calling it astrology club, and it worked once, and then I kind of...
It worked more than once.
I thought Leif was going to be like, it worked once, and I saw a red haze, and no one ever did it again.
It worked once,
and now it
disappeared under mysterious circumstances.
Yeah, now I don't know where those kids are.
All right. So, Jacinto, astronomy. What about Ava, Leif?
Wow. She would probably go... what are they called? Oh man, it's the degree for like being outside. Wow, I used to know what this was. Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about, and I'm not going to.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
So we're gonna just move on and say outdoor degree, and I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, you come back to us with that because I'm not.
Talking about forestry and wildlife management.
No.
I want to say orienteering, but that's like a Boy Scout badge. That's not a degree.
That sounds close. That sounds right.
Like cartography? Yeah,
nope.
All right. Well, let's go on to Finn and Lapis.
Well, if Finn had to go back to school, I could see him, like, going for a general education degree and being a gym teacher. I think Finn would be a cool gym teacher.
That really, really kind of makes sense, honestly. I'm not going to lie. That all right,
he's got the right skill set.
And one thing that you all that have been watching us don't know, I made the decision because I had been talking about it happening at some point in the exploration of this fortress, that calling down the entire fortress on their heads was a good time for the group to level up. Nick, as you can see, has a stand-in. Nick had work-related commitments and could not make it tonight. They did level up an additional level in mechanic, and we will get into that next week. You can find out the details there. But let's talk to Tom and Jacinto and see what happened at level 9.
What didn't happen at level 9, Jet? Well, I'll tell you what didn't happen at level 9. I didn't take my unleveled feat because I have an archetype and I'm a mystic. So, little known fact, unless you've taken an archetype and played a mystic at the same time, if you sub something out at level 9, you have to either forego the healing touch ability of your mystic powers, which is the scaling 5 hit points back per level. So you just give that feature up entirely or give up your level 9 feat. So that's what I did. Because Jacinto, as a battle leader, has taken another battle cry, or rather improved on one, because once you're level 9 as a battle leader, you can choose a cry that you've already taken, or a shout, whatever, they're shouts, because I'm the dragonborn. You can take a shout a second time, and it improves it. So Jacinto has taken regroup, a second time, which is going to allow him to heal people for double his class level plus charisma modifier in stamina points as a reaction when they drop something, which I'm sure won't come up at all in this upcoming fight.
This, by the way, is a super gross ability. I'm offended that it exists, but not really.
Well, it gets grosser, Jet, because as a Melophile at level 9, anytime I activate my Song of the Spheres now, I can spend an additional resolve point to make it a haste effect and hasten everybody that's affected by the Song of the Spheres. Yeah, so that's pretty
gross.
Gross. And I've got a new spell too, but I'm going to save that one for the combat because it's going to be very appropriate for the combat and also is going to be gross. Listen, this is just payback grossness for the grossness that you've subjected us to this entire book.
To be fair, that grossness was baked into the book by the writer of the book, and I have toned it down, I'll have you know.
I mean, that's what you say, but do we believe you?
I've never seen this book.
Ask Nick. I've toned it down some. I let Lapis know what the deal was with the Grawl household, and I'm not going to talk about it on air.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, and one more thing. Artania is now a level 9 creature companion as well, and has some increased capabilities. A little more hit points. Does
How many more levels until Artania gets another mutation?
I have to talk to you about that. If we're following that sort of rough guideline by that one creature companion in Alien Archive 4, which I kind of like the idea of. We'll find out, though. Should be soon. He just got wings like a level ago, so I'm content right now.
fair. All right, Leif. What did Ava get this level? Nothing, I'm sure. She's...
Oh, goodness. Ava's got so many fun things that you're just going to absolutely love, Jet. But the most important thing is it's literally called outdoor studies. It's a bachelor's in outdoor studies. That's what I was thinking about. And now I feel dumb.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the ability you got this level.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. Ava got that degree in outdoor studies. And that's all Ava got. We're good. Let's keep going.
I it's level 9 for soldier, so I could sit here for the next 30 minutes running you guys through all of the new and crazy things that Ava's gonna do, but I'll just show you. I'm confident with the sheer number of enemies we're gonna be facing this time around that you're gonna see just about everything Ava has to offer.
All right, well, there's one thing that has kicked in already.
I guess it just kind of goes without saying. Level 9, you get a secondary soldier
fighting style.
Thank you. Wow, I'm just having brain farts left and right today. So of course, you know, chose Blitz because +4 to initiative and +10 movement speed. I wouldn't pick that.
There you go. And I've retroactively applied that +4 to Ava because I'm just so nice.
Oh, you are so nice.
Oh, kind and benevolent GM.
But, Leif, I think it's time for a little bit more of a...
Is it?
Of a combat-oriented music. Something that's got a little bit more of a rumble to it or a fracas feeling.
Would you like...
Because we're going to be going into Lahan's turn now.
No, I think I got something for you here.
Be the mechanic. where the prank is Lahan? All right, she's a mile away. Well, this is going to be an easy turn. No, this is great. This means I don't have to think about much.
And I'll just loop that because we'll be in combat the entire episode.
Probably the entire episode. Just combat. Not going to lie.
This feels like your listeners.
We did draw basically the entire fort.
You did. So, Tom, I believe in the past you have controlled Lahan.
I just figured it was a foregone conclusion.
Just wanted to confirm it.
Yes, I do not mind. And in fact, I'm happy to, because once again, as I always say, I'm basically already playing a tactical RPG, like some Fire Emblem stuff with all my summons and crap. So here we go. I have a 30-foot land speed as Lahan. So Lahan is just going to move over to this door and see what's going on. And that is Lahan's turn. She will draw her weapon if she didn't already have it out, but I think she did.
She did.
And that's her turn.
All right. We're going to move on to a secret person's turn. I'm trying to see. I'm going to say that thing is on that side. And man, I need to switch layers, Tom.
Yeah, switching layers is tough.
I'm going to have to switch layers so much this fight. And out from this building to your south, you see another ogre, and it stumbles out and sees all of you. And as it sees all of you, it reaches over its back and it grabs a fairly large gun. And I'm going to have those be two separate actions because it moved out there as an action, not knowing anything was out there. It saw a threat and then it drew it. And now it's another creature's turn. God dang it.
Here we prunk and go. Let's do this.
Here we prunk and go. And it's going to be pretty much the same sequence of events. It's another ogre. Further south even than the other one. This one's coming in from the air, from the air exterior airlock to the south. I've got... this one actually can get a little bit closer. Boom. Another one. No, not is a drawing. Bad roll 20. Token layer. There we go. Another one comes out of this airlock to the north and east, moving in towards Lahan, it looks like. So many. Okay. Oh. Bear with me, y'all. I got so many tokens to move. It's...
all right.
That's... you're good. You're good. I think while this is going on, Jakardros, who's going to be going next out of all of us, seeing all of these ogres kind of just start piling out of these different areas is going to overcome kind of free action. Just, no, I don't want Disney to sue us. It's an ambush!
It's unsafe!
It's a ruse!
And now it's Jakardros' turn, as they say what they just said. What else would they like to do?
Follow that up with a fall back, and then he's going to turn and he's going to aim at this one that came out of the airlock, and he's going to fire two shots.
Fair,
at it.
Fair. That is a thing to do.
Indeed it is. Oh, goodness. A 12 probably misses EAC, but 27 should probably hit.
27. Will indeed hit.
Only 16 electrical and piercing damage.
Oh, I gotta switch.
Oh, I guess that's KAC that he's targeting. Yeah, I'm not used to that. I don't take electric and piercing weapons. Or
what is going on here? I think I turned that into a drawing somehow. I don't like that. Can I undo that? Yes, I undo.
Yeah.
There we go. I have applied to the damage. It looks fairly seriously injured, honestly. Is Jakardros going to do anything? Nope, full action. Yep, there we go. Bam. I got another ogre that's going to do a thing. Another ogre over here. Switching layers, y'all. That one is going to take a move action out of the structure, seeing that it's got three companions right here all drawing their rifles. It is going to actually move forward a second time and draw a cruelly twisted piece of metal in the shape of a hook.
Hey, Jet, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed here.
You should be. All right. You hear the door in front of you, Ava. You hear thunk, thunk very loud, and it sounds as though someone has physically drawn some beams across the door.
We'll remind you, Jet, I am actually about 20 feet in the air on the back of this bird.
All right, you might not hear it then, but our listeners now know.
Oh, shoot. I don't remember what happened at the end of the session.
So there was an ogre in a cook site, and it bolted into this structure here to get help. You all chased it desperately, but it slammed the door in your face. And also a building collapsed, so that's what's drawing the ire of all these other ogres, because they could...
I'm remembering this now, and you said these walls actually go all the way up to the ceiling, there's no way over them, I was on the ground, I have landed. Never mind.
Okay, well, if you have landed, then you would probably hear that thunk as a big beam is slotted into place.
Yeah. Less important about the thunk, more important about what's going to happen on my turn here shortly.
Yep, and it's now Ava's turn. Ava...
and she is... going to swing off of the back of... oh no, I'm going to have to move the bird. swing off the bird and land on the ground there, and is going to just go ahead and attack this boy right in front of her.
No, don't do that. It's just a friendly ogre.
And runs over here to take cover against those other guys, actually. Because this isn't open, right? It was this one that's open?
That one is open. The one that you're up against right now is a solid structure. It does not look like it's a super solid structure. Like, that's okay. Super sturdy, but...
I'm okay with this. Ah, 29 to hit EAC for 27 damage on this boy.
Yeah, you definitely hit, and I don't like that 27 damage, but I'm going to take it grudgingly.
Okay.
And I'm
keeping actual track of my shurikens now.
So you have, you need to. You have moved, you have shurikened, I assume that's the entirety of your turn?
What's that? She heard Jakardro say fall back, and she did a stupid...
She did the opposite. She fell back just the wrong direction.
Okay. My turn? Right.
Not quite. There's a few people going in front of you, Jacinto. Another ogre runs out, following closely on the heels of their tribes folk, also drawing a hook and running towards the massive intruders. Now it's your turn.
Okay. All right. I was going to do one thing, but do I want to do another thing instead? 30 feet. Ooh. Yeah, that could work. Okay. But if I center it here, no, it'll just miss Ava. Oh, incredible. It's like it's meant to be. So Jacinto, from the back of Artania, the danger spider, is going to command Artania, the said danger spider, to move him up against the wall, I suppose. And as they're going, Jacinto will spend a move action. Oh, but Ava is so far away. All right, we're gonna call Artania to move us over a little bit more. And so close. A little bit more. Boop. All right, so Jacinto moves over to here and is then going to spend a move action to trigger the Song of Spheres. And he's going to spend a second level spell slot. Yeah. So yeah, because I got six of those, because I'm level nine now, so I got lots of second level spell slots. So here, take one of these second level spell slots. This is going to last for two rounds, and I'm going to spend a resolve point as part of this to give everybody the hasten condition. So everybody, please feel free to make full attacks and move before, in between, or after your full attacks. Then Jacinto is going to spend a standard action to cast Polar Vortex, centered right here.
I disapprove of this action strongly.
Your disapproval is noted and ignored. In this case, apologize.
Vortex. 40 foot
radius.
20 foot radius. For some reason, my acid circle is only a 30 foot one, but I can make it bigger.
No, it's a 20 foot. Well, no, it's a 20 foot radius, which means that I don't want to cast this actually, because that I had in my head that it was a 30 foot radius for some reason, but it's not. So I'm not. Instead, I'm going to what?
I've mistaken radiuses like that. That always sucks.
yeah, it's the worst. I will instead cast Etheric Shards. I'm whipping out my new spell right now.
Is that the one you need the 10-foot radius?
Yes. It's a square, though, but I mean, it's the same thing, really. Where do I find that?
I dropped one on the map for you. You should be able to control it.
I cannot control it because I didn't draw it out. That's okay.
Okay. So if you look, you have the PCs, the black arrows, and underneath that is area effects.
Yes, I found them. Thank you. So Jacinto just drops 10 of these because it's number per level, and what? I have a thing that makes my caster level one more. Oh, yeah. So, in fact, let's spread these out because these guys are big, so they can't get through these as easily. So that's that. And then there. And then here. I know this is very engaging. I'm laying a minefield, dear listener. A minefield of... So the description for this, actually, is... I you know, Jacinto'd it up a little bit. But it is jagged staccato music erupts all around everybody in the air and forms into razor-sharp matter hovering throughout the area. This is going to hurt a lot if you walk through it. And they're going to have to walk through it if they want to get to us. So there's that. I'm just going to summon it in between these two.
No, that doesn't seem right. How about you summon one right here?
Nah, I'm good. Thank you, though. And then...
There's some room over here.
Put another one... Yeah, because, I mean, they're going to have to walk through the etheric shards, probably. So, and also, I'm leaving spaces for Ava. Oh, yeah, no, I'm leaving spaces for Ava, so this is great. This is just fine. Oh,
gross. This is so gross.
All right. Oh, exactly look at
what
that.
I was thinking. Yes, perfect.
I love this. And so Jacinto's going to, you know, call out to Ava and warn her that this is happening. And
they last
then,
an hour a level? Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I don't know that this is actually what this spell is meant for, but it is damn effective. so that's Jacinto. And then real quick, his Kasarik that he summoned last fight, or, you know, last week, is going to also run up. And it's going to make a full attack because it can, because it's hastened. Because everybody is hastened. All right. It attacks with the tentacle. Plus one to both of these.
And they're flat-footed because they're standing in an area of etheric shards.
28 to hit for 13 bludgeoning, and a 26 to hit for 11 bludgeoning.
This spell is gross, Tom.
Yeah, that was the aforementioned grossness.
I'm going to move that to the map layer, because otherwise I cannot touch my tokens.
That is...
This is a very important question. Which attack is going to which ogre?
Both of them are going to the one to the left.
Both of them are going to the one to the left. Okay. It actually dies on the first one.
That's
why I needed
to
know the order.
I think I can technically reach the second one, yes. Because large creatures, 10-foot reach, ignores the diagonal rules for 15 feet. So the 11 damage will go into the second ogre then.
I grudgingly accept this gift of damage.
And I think that is actually my whole turn. Thank you, my friends.
All right. I need to switch layers again because I've got things happening once more. Check movement speeds because this is slightly. Oh, this one's actually slower because that's how I built them. Because I'm a genius. That was sarcasm, folks. Token layer. This bigger, beefier, more ornate ogre comes out of this airlock to the south, and it's moving noticeably slower than the others. And it's drawing a very heavy weaponry, very heavy weapon off of its back as well. These etheric shards, do they offer cover of any sort?
No. Okay. They are nearly imperceptible.
Okay. 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 Hey, another ogre doing a thing. Right. Come here, ogre.
Come ogre here?
Come ogre here. Yeah. That's... Bam. Another one steps out the airlock, sees what's happening, and... I'm gonna have them move again. If you can, I'm remembering so many ogres. I need to put a status condition on this to represent that they have a melee weapon. I'm gonna put a fist on them. That's a wrench. Bad roll 20. There we go. That fist represents a melee weapon. That ogre is going to... It's going to be dumb. It's going to move towards the Kasarik and draw its twisted hook, and it's going to need to make, what, 2 saving throws? What kind of saving throws are these?
Where did it move from?
It moved from inside the structure right through here, catching the edge of this these two etheric shards.
Could you show me the path with, like, the...
I will use the measuring tool, and it would probably help if I got on the token layer.
Yes, probably.
Where's the measuring tool? So, came approximately... Ah! This is the left edge, basically, of the path it took.
Okay. So, yeah, it would have moved... It's every 5 feet of etheric shards that it moves through. So, it has to make 4 reflex saves. It will take 4d8 piercing damage regardless, but each reflex save that it fails also confers a stacking bleed 1.
Oh, this is so brutal, Tom.
Yeah.
High level wizard, man.
Yeah. All right, well, the first one was actually a natural 19 for a total of 24.
That'll do it. DC here you're looking for is 19.
A natural 17 for 22. Hero Labs loving me. Oh, I failed the third one with a natural 4.
Okay.
And a natural 2. So I failed twice. So I'm bleeding 2, and then I'm taking 4d8. Would you like to roll your 4d8?
I have done so, yes. That is 18 points of piercing damage to this ogre. And for anybody who is curious on stacking bleed, yes, this does specifically say that it stacks, because normally, yes, conditions like that don't stack. But the spell specifically calls this out.
Hero Lab's slightly mad at me right now because of all of the invisible tokens that I have going on.
Sure.
They don't expect you to have this many tokens, I don't think.
So did that ogre want to attack my Kasarik, or?
It had to double move to get there.
Right, because its movement speed was half. It's... Yeah. The movement through the etheric shards is half, by the way.
Yeah, it actually couldn't get adjacent to it then. It would just get outside. I forgot about the halves. It would have stopped, like, right there.
Yes.
My apologies, Tom. Thank you for reminding me.
No, I'm sorry. I'm Battlefield control is a lot of fun, but it really mucks things up in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's totally fine. Okay. I'm just going to make the creature visible and... then walk the path so you can see what I'm doing.
Love it.
Oh, no. God dang it. Some of these things I need to move to the... I'm moving.
Yeah, if you want, you can move all of them to the map layer. I'm not... they're not going to move. They're all static.
I'm doing it now. Doing it now. I meant to do it earlier, but I got distracted.
Do it live.
For some reason, there we go. For some reason, our map for Roll20 does not update on stream from Chrome unless I pull Chrome up briefly and then close it back down. I don't know why.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So I apologize if things are updating slowly, folks that are watching, if anyone's watching. All right. Now negative. I get to move this ogre. We had Shades for a bit. I don't know if Shades is still around.
They're back. No, Shades, nobody is. Well, no, that's not true. I killed an ogre. But it's not ogre yet.
40. 50. 55. 60. Okay, it looks like this one actually could get up there and not be stopped. I even factored in the slowed movement. But I don't know if you saw that path. It would have been catching the leftmost set of etheric shards.
Yeah. It looks like it went through the same four cubes.
Pretty much. It's just this one was slightly to the left. So I'll make my reflex saves again. A 6 total, a 25 total, a 22 total, and an 18 total.
Ooh, bleed 2 once again, and I'll roll you.
Gross.
Ugh, gross damage. 12 piercing
I damage. Approve of this damage. Alright, and now it's Vale Temros' turn. NPC soldier, go.
NPC soldier, go! Well, Vale was about 5 feet underground. Yep. I do remember that. Thank goodness he has blind sense. So he's going to... But he also heard the order to fall back. Oh goodness. Are people actually going to fall back? Ava's already cut off.
Not really.
Oh, I forgot to apply some damage to this ogre for some reason.
You're safe.
Come on. Minus 12. Go. There we are.
Oh. Well, we're going to do this then. Vale going to come popping out of the ground right there.
Like these.
Pop.
Vale just walked through some etheric shards.
Nope. He did not.
Underground.
Underground.
Ah! Oh, I was hoping he popped up and then ran.
Nope. Intentionally avoided those. Utilizing blind sense, of course, because he has that, because he's a bug. And he's going to pop up and he's going to see all these dozens of people and he's going to curl up into a defensive ball.
Yes, be afraid.
He's just, you know, increasing his AC by 5.
Yeah. Small note that everybody should remember is that since you're hastened, all of your movement speeds also get a plus 30 enhancement bonus.
Oh, dang. Good to know.
Yep. That's only for 2 rounds.
Well, okay, right. So Vale's hasted as well. In that case, he's doing something else. He feels empowered, and he's actually going to full attack. So he pops out of the ground and chops this guy with a great axe.
No, don't do that. That's just mean.
Technically, blinking?
Does a 13 hit KAC?
A 13 does not hit KAC. A 21 will hit.
Does it miss by... If I had added that plus 1 we have, would that hit?
No, that would not hit.
Okay.
Is it considered flanking? Because the Kasaric...
Oh, they're not on actual diagonals. It is flat-footed, but even flat-footed... actually, shit. It's Pronk, sorry. Fleam. Flat-footed, because it's standing there, lowers it enough that if you take that plus 1, that 13 will hit...
Take it for an additional 20 damage.
You super murder this ogre.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. So Vale just kind of this ogre is like getting cut up by etheric shards, and then Vale just kind of like tremors out of the ground, and instead of like eating him, just battle axes him.
Rude.
All right. More ogre goons get to go. More ogre goons.
Yes, step into my meat grinder.
It is a meat grinder. All right. I'm just going to make these two visible because I can... next two go. poor ogres. They just want to kill you all.
So well, they should have picked somebody else.
Oh yes, poor ogres.
It's not like we came and bugged them.
All they want to do is eat our brains.
50. Oh, that's such a good song.
Oh yeah.
Hey, it can get right here if it double moves. And it's drawing a melee weapon as part of that. And it has to make so many saves. And it's taking 48 damage. But let's roll those saves. 15, 24, 17, and 22.
I won 3. No. Huh? I was joking that I won the lottery because you're calling out random numbers. like on the ball popping out. Yeah. So bleed 2 and 23 piercing damage.
That's super gross, Tom.
It's a great spell.
You're definitely getting your money's worth, your spell slot's worth.
Oh yeah. Yeah, this is the spell slot that keeps on giving.
Don't worry, you have stuff coming your way. Mwahaha, ha 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 ha. There's not even room for the ogre there. Poop.
Is this an evil laugh?
So 40. So that would be 60. I don't know, I can't do 50, 60. Ugh, this is gross. It gets there. It has to stay there, and it's moved through 3 spaces, Tom.
Okay. Now, I don't want to get bogged down in...
Please move around, like behind the house.
There's a front entrance.
I don't want to bog us down in rules discussion here, but I have a question about large creatures and the language in the spell saying for every 5-foot square that it enters. Okay. Would an ogre, let me pull out one of my large tokens so I can show you what I'm talking about here.
I think you're talking about the front square entering a new 5-foot square and the back square entering the old 5-foot square.
Yes. Does that count or no?
I'm not going to do that, Tom. I'm sorry.
Because if you threw an etheric
shard down and like a gargantuan creature walked across it, it would take like 20d6 damage or something.
It must take longer for them to get out of the area, so they still are penalized for being that big.
Yeah. All right, so make 3 reflex saves.
25. 23. Okay. Oh my. Oh, 9. Bleed 1.
And 19 points of piercing damage.
19. Jeez. I'm just glad that these aren't all my ogres.
I have 2 more spell slots. 2 more third level spell slots left, friend. And I think I know what I want to cast them as.
Do you know?
We shall see.
All right. Hey, I got another ogre goon that gets to move and not walk through awful, awful garbage shards.
Preposterous. Everybody has to walk through my awful garbage shards. And it's beautiful yet warlike staccato music, Jet.
Yeah. This ogre steps out here, sees its friends just bleeding and getting ripped to shreds as they walk towards you guys, and it's like, nope, drawing my rifle. I'll shoot from back here. I don't care about the soft cover, because good gosh. It's just a death field over there. Oh. I feel like there's enough screams of agony. I'm just going to do what I did before, because good God, the structure is weak, and my ogres, they can't be that dumb. They can't be that dumb.
I mean, they could be.
They could be.
They could be. I think it happened. Let it.
But I'm going to have an ogre on the inside, much like that previous ogre, attack the wall to the north of it so that it can hopefully get out of here without walking through whatever's just ripping its companions to shred. Because you just hear ogres go, oh, ah, it hurts, ah, just constantly. Why did I step there? Oh no, why did I step there? Let me double check the value, the damage value for me to get through this wall, because these are crappy walls. Oh, I looked at the wrong structure. Of course I did. You see one big dent pound out through, like pound into the steel wall behind you, Ava, and that's about all that happens, because he had to draw his weapon and then attack the wall, and he didn't quite get through it. My poor ogres, they just want to rule a fortress that they've been in conflict with for decades. But this other ogre is going to also draw their weapon and also attack the same exact spot. They can work together. I believe in them. Sort of. I mean, I want them to at least get a couple hits in. Come on. Let's make another roll. Oh. Not quite. You see a little bit of a hook puncturing through the wall behind you, Ava, and then it gets pulled back in, and you hear that screeching, tearing of metal. And this ogre is going to be the smartest ogre of all. It's going to draw its weapon, and it's going to wait, because someone's going to open a hole in that wall for it.
Is either smart or lazy.
Hey, smart, yes. And yes to both. It's like someone else is doing the work for me, and I don't have to walk through what's apparently a death field. And now we finally, that was all one turn, folks. We get to Finn.
Yes. The ogres are done. I've been patiently biding my time. How many rounds have we been in this conflict? This is the second round, yeah?
I think that this is the second round.
Okay, because I've been working on photon attuning. I'm going to keep photon attuning. I just was curious. Are those ethereal shards just on the ground? Or do they go up into the air?
That's a great point.
Well, let's look at what ethereal shards says.
Yes, let's look at serial shards.
Shards.
It's just, they're 10-foot cube.
So if you can fly higher than 10 feet up, you could fly over it.
Okay.
And then you could punch their heads just from just outside the etheric shards, sounds like fun.
But if you have 5 ranks in acrobatics, you could just hover above it and keep punching them in the heads for free.
And you indeed have good at acrobatics. Let's see how good it is. Go back to the character sheet page. Oh, I got exactly 5 ranks in acrobatics.
Oh, there you go. You can hover and punch heads.
Punch them heads.
All right, so I'm not super versed on the flying rules. Is there anything that I need to worry about?
Going up is, I believe,
take off in the air.
You're already in the air, but going up in any way, shape, or form, I believe, is double movement, right, Tom?
Yeah.
Well, I got to get off from the ground because I wasn't flying to begin with. I was walking over this. No, actually, I did fly over here, didn't
you? You did. Yeah. I believe you just kind of launched yourself forward, flying like 5 feet off the ground.
Okay.
And also, you should remember, once again, I'm just going to be annoying about this. You have a plus 30 enhancement bonus to your fly speed.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
Because haste and stuff. All right. So I'm already 5 feet in the air. I'm going to scoot up to 10 feet, which will put me at 15 feet of movement. Yeah? No, wait. I'm already 5, so I want to scoot up to 10, which is 5. So
yeah.
So I have 10 feet of movement to go up 5 feet. And then I'm 10 feet in the air total. Yes. So how far is it over to this guy over here? That's 40? I could actually totally do that.
Love it.
So I want to be flying like right here by these guys' heads. Does that provide flanking for my allies or nah?
If you're up, I don't... If you're above them, I don't think... I don't think it does.
I don't think so either.
Well, that is fine if it doesn't. Which one of the two ogres that I'm between look more damaged?
Stand by. The one closest to Ava looks the more damaged of the two there.
I'm gonna punch him in the head and try to steal Ava's kill.
As you do.
I didn't damage this one. He damaged himself.
Yeah, he ran through shards and just got themselves just ripped all the pieces.
And my Void Gauntlet has gone up by 1d6 this level.
Gross. Nice. You splatter. You splatter this ogre. You punch it in the head real good. You crack its skull and it just slumps to the ground.
Finn's like the opposite of an angel.
I mean, if you follow mythology, there is an angel of death, so...
I'm gonna pass my turn.
Lahan! Back to the top of the round.
At the top of the round, Lahan... Oh, Lahan is just far enough away, so let's move her in a little bit. So now Lahan is in the range of the Song of the Spheres and happens to be 60 feet away from this heckin' ogre, which I believe is the range on the plasma bolter that she wields. So she's going to fire her plasma bolter at said ogre to the northeast.
Don't forget that she is not combat tracking, so don't have that toggled on if that's a buff that...
It is a buff. It is checked. I am unchecking it. 20 versus EAC on that ogre. Sorry, 21 because I don't have Song of the Spheres.
That super hits, and it's just barely alive. It's barely alive.
Is it 22 points of electric and fire? That helps. But...
It's still and barely then, alive. It's just one hit point less alive.
Right. That is all Lahan can do.
All right. I got so many ogres. This ogre right here wants to do a shoot at Veltemros. The etheric shards offer cover, or are they're not physical objects, are they? So confused.
No, it's just razor sharp like matter. It's like, I don't know, imagine like a 2D object that is also solid, right? It's like so razor thin that it's imperceptible, but hurts.
And because these other ogres are closer to real close to it and not real close to Vale, he does not get soft cover. Is my understanding. Because cover, like if you're closer to the cover, it benefits you versus the opposing person.
Pathfinder one-ism or something. I'm pretty sure cover is cover.
Well, then I will. Well, regardless, I'll just have him move over here and not walk through the death field. And then shoot at Vale Temrose, because Vale Temrose is one of the few people that it can draw a line of sight to and not have just so many bodies in the way. And he pulls back on the slide, racks it, and I just cannot talk gun right now. And fires 27 versus KAC for 12 piercing damage.
On whom? Oh, Vale.
Vale Temrose, yes.
What was it to hit?
27 versus KAC for 12 piercing.
How much damage?
12 piercing.
Since we have so many ogres and stuff, is it okay if I pop off for a second and come right back? I just want to run to the restroom.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit before I get to Finn.
Very good. I'll be right back.
You applied the damage. It moved and attacked. Hey, I got another ogre here.
Ogre here.
Yeah. It moves forward. This battlefield is so clogged up. It's going to try and shoot at Vale. Fire, please. A 12 versus KAC will miss, I assume. Hey, this ogre that was chasing down Lahan is going to full attack at Lahan.
It has a ranged attack?
Yeah.
Malarkey.
21 and 20 versus KAC.
Oh, two swings, two misses.
Hoops. I declare that poops. And you are going to hear above you, a seam in the wall is going to, above the gates, like 30 feet, a seam in the wall is going to form. And a door, two doors are going to slide open. And that is that ogre's turn.
Oh. No, thank you.
This ogre right here. He's going to focus on Vale Temrose. Is there the most likely to be able to get shot? Roll all 17 versus KAC, I'm sure we'll miss. I should have double attacked. That was foolish of me. And this early in the fight, you get to say hello to someone special.
Uh-oh.
Place them. You see a larger than life figure, like larger than these other ogres that you're seeing. This ogre's probably about 14 feet tall and is well put together by ogre standards and wearing some fairly, fairly heavy armor. Made of Titan augmented with machinery, and you see them jump down and do the cool Iron Man landing, and the ground crack beneath their feet, and they stand up and they're like, well, who do we have here?
small folk thinking they can take back what we've rightfully claimed.
And he's going to hold his hand up in the air dramatically, and in a flash of red light, a larger-than-life hook is going to appear in his hand. And he's going to swing at who is this right here?
Is that Jacinto? Sure. Oh, not me, surely.
Because that's the closest person that's not just a creature. Come on, Hero Lab. I know I got a lot going on here. Let's roll all.
Does a 32 hit your KAC?
Ooh, yes. Yes. Take yes, it does.
19 fire and piercing damage as this ogre hook heats up red hot as it pierces your flesh, burning you from the inside.
Ow! Okay.
That's merely a taste of what's to come. You look like you might make a good appetizer.
Jolly, I'm going to kill every single one of your peons here.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I'm going to kill every single one of your peons here. And my friends are going to take care of you.
Well, I can make more peons. And I'm sure I'll take care of your friends.
Hey, this one has a gun in its hand. It is going to shoot Finn because nothing's blocking line of sight. This one right here. Full attack.
Come at me.
Finn. Full ranged attack. Roll all. Going to miss twice with a 19 and 16 versus KAC, though, I'm sure. And
that was not hit.
It is Jakardros' turn. Jakardros cannot see who have descended from further up in the keep.
Wait, what is Jakardros?
Jakardros is in fact going to shoot at this guy. 21 to hit, KAC.
21 the one that shot it. The one that shot at Lahan, the one over here.
This one that you said was looking super bad.
Yeah, they super duper die.
Good
super
deal.
Duper die.
And then they are going to. Is Jakardros hasted too?
No, too far away, sadly.
Okay, well, he's going to just barely make it here.
Now he is hastened, but I think it would probably happen after the move action was spent.
Presumably. That's all he's got. Does Kib get a move action still, or does that have to be given?
Depending on the feats Jakardros has, either way, Kib does have one move action to spend each round. Jakardros can give him extra actions depending on the feats that Jakardros has, assuming he has feats.
Kib was so basically Kib just his mount. I didn't give him, I don't think, a great deal of companion feats.
Doesn't look like he has them. I'll go read thoroughly, but Kib is going to...
I'm pretty sure Kib was just his companion, companion, not creature companion, if that makes sense. His mount.
Yeah, I mean, Kib gets its own turn.
He is affiliated with Jakardros. You can still do, the creature has the move action. You know, okay. You could ride a mount around. You just did not specialize in turning your creature into a combat creature.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, Kib is going to fly 40 feet up into the air.
Fair.
Fair. No. It's just going to fly up over this guy's head and over here instead. It's going to come over here.
So, is Kib going to make an acrobatics check, or is Kib getting an attack of opportunity?
Sure, Kib will make an acrobatics check. It doesn't appear to have anything filled out.
Oh, poop. I apologize. I feel like it'd probably be a plus 12. Go with a plus 12.
I'm just gonna.
It's only a 16.
That will not do it. Oh, that looks like the burb that got away. Wait, no, I'm confusing characters. Poop. No, wait, no, I am right. That is the burb that got away. Ha ha! Not completely crazy. Says Jakardos as he talks to himself. Come on. Hero Lab, cooperate. I've got so many tabs open right now. So many tabs open, guys. A 29 versus KAC for 19 fire and piercing damage.
Ah, so he's used his attack of opportunity for this round.
All right. Oh, no. Why? Oh, it's because I'm on the wrong layer, you foolish fool. And you are going to hear the lower level doors after that crashing arrival of Jagrath Krieg. You're going to hear the thunk of the lower doors opening, or being unlocked at the very least. And now you're going to see. I'm going to bring some stuff back to the token layer because it will now be visible. And those two are not moving. There was a creature here.
It's not more ogres, is it? I think we have enough ogres.
There are indeed more ogres. There were so many ogres, y'all. And all of them, you kicked the bee's nest on accident. And it's fine. I'm sure you'll be fine.
This is fine.
This one steps out and has just enough movement. And it knew conflict was happening. It knew it, so it drew its weapon as part of that move. And it's going to swing at Finn. Come on, Hero Lab. A 12 versus KAC will miss, I'm sure, though. But we have juggling layers. Juggling layers is the worst, Tom. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
I do have some AoEs.
Rarely does one have to juggle layers so many times, I think.
Yeah. We've got... 40 feet. Bam. Not close enough to touch. Wait, no. It can still reach Finn, can't it? My screen is so clogged up with stuff. 5, 10, because large creatures can reach, because that incremental diagonal thing does not count for large creatures' reach, does it, Tom?
Incremental diagonal.
Where it's like 5, instead of 5'10", it's 5'15".
Yep.
So, hello again.
Now I want him to
touch me. 18 versus your KAC will miss. Ugh, I'm rolling so poorly for these folks. So poorly.
These ogres need some rerolls.
Oh, interesting. All right. So...
Right. Oh, that doesn't look good.
So this individual falls down from above, much like Jagrath Krieg, and lands. And they're going to attempt to go after the nearest person, which... I'm just going to roll a dice on Jacinto. This person's not as smart. I'm going to say even Jacinto. It's going after the Kasarik.
Yes. Also, does the Kasarik get an attack of opportunity since it moved through his threat?
Probably, as it's descending from the heavens. Yeah, sure. Yep. Swing at it.
I will. I attack. That is a beautiful pupper, Leif.
Beautiful.
That pupper. Is a 32 to hit KAC for 16 points of bludgeoning.
Dog brings good luck.
Yeah, doggo is good luck. And can I ask you, Jet, does this guy have any cool abilities or resistances or anything like that that my Kasarik could sort of slurp up using its tentacles?
Let me tell you in one moment, because I currently Please. Have the attack window open in Hero Lab. Let me roll that attack. A 30 versus KAC against the Kasarik for 21 piercing damage.
Woof.
Okay. Do I have?
You said resistances or special abilities?
Yes.
Is ferocity? I should have applied this to some of the other ogres, but I keep forgetting that that's a thing. Is ferocity a thing it can steal?
Let's double check.
It's an extraordinary ability.
I tell you what, if it can, it'll steal ferocity. And it'll spend a resolve point, if so.
But okay. That
this
totally
is using
works.
Its ingested adaptation. Fine sense. No, it cannot.
Because other than that, they have dark vision and then a couple feats.
Okay. Yeah. Nope. That's all. The Kasarik will not do anything like that then.
The overly large jolly Krieg steps out and makes a run for Ava because they're a foolish fool and is going to attempt to attack Ava. And Jolly is the one that was at the cooking station that had the very large bum and the giant belly.
Right, okay.
But I just... Oh my goodness. I rolled a natural 20 against Ava for a total of 45 piercing damage.
Oh, no.
Which is one of Ava's normal hits, to be fair.
It's a little high.
It's on the high end, but I'm pretty sure Ava's 30. Gotten into the 40s on a single hit before.
I average around 30.
Yeah. And now, Ava, you get to respond in kind, I'm sure.
Gonna need you to do a murder there, Ava.
You're gonna taste. You're a little stringy and tough, but you're going to be tasty later.
I hate to say it, but I can't carry this fight.
Oh, I'm trying. Listen.
You got help. I'll punch someone. I'm gonna keep punching people, and I'm also gonna spray on them.
Guy,
and they liked it. I'm assuming
they go the same way. I was gonna say famous Katy Perry song.
That's the one.
If you attacked the person that just attacked you, or you're attacking this one, which one? This one.
You're muted, Leif.
I apologize, Leif. All of them at Jolly, or one at the Ogre Goon?
I can't hear Jet. You guys know Jet?
I can hear Jet. I can't hear Leif.
I was saying first attack against this one, second attack against this one.
Okay. First attack does a super murder. I'm just going to eliminate the ferocity ability because this combat is getting huge and I just want to thin the numbers. I'm going to take that away from the goons. That goon is gone. It is dead. But the 21 will not hit Jolly. He dodges to the side and deflects your blow with his fat bum.
I have a reaction.
Sure.
Jacinto gives Ava 22 stamina points back. As he shouts out, "Nice job, Ava! Keep it up. We can do this. Man. That is regroup after battle leader.
That's my turn.
Alright.
But Jacinto.
Hi.
Hi.
I find myself with two enemies on my doorstep. My Kasaric regains fast healing probably doesn't stack, so it's gonna take the better of the two options that it has. It has its own innate fast healing. Pretty exciting. Jacinto is going to tell Artania to attack this guy once that we're standing next to, and then run the heck away.
Why would you do that?
So Artania is going to do just that. Oh, I need a fourth character sheet open, it seems. Come on, Artania.
World.
No. Come on, Artania. Artania the Danger
Spears active.
We do have Song of the Spheres active for one more round.
Right, I didn't for that last attack. Would a 22 would have that hit?
It would not have.
Jolly?
Okay. The Jolly has significantly better armor than the goons do.
And that's only a 17 versus KAC. 19 versus KAC on this guy here that just came out.
That is a miss. Yeah, significantly better armor, much like Jolly. Although Jolly's just focused on his butt.
Yeah. In the meantime, the Kasaric will also take a single attack against this jerk.
Sure, sure. As you do.
This is plus 3. Man, only another 19. That misses too. Ugh. Where
have
all the
good four on the
gone?
Die. I believe you guys might have you probably want to save this Rava, but I think that you have a reroll stashed away from Shades, by the way.
Good to know. I will not spend it. I will instead run away. Artania runs away.
Are you going to acrobatics away?
Artania will try an acrobatics away, and that means that he can only move half his speed. So that is 70 right now because of haste. Let me mark down my Song of the Spheres as well before I forget. So Artania makes an acrobatics check and sort of tries to tumble away. Ooh, 28 might be enough. It is 15 plus 1.5 times the CR of the opponent.
15 times 1.5 the CR. Or plus 1.5 the CR. Why are you not showing me the CR, Hero Lab? I know what it is off the top of my head. And you got 28 makes it.
And then the 31 should also make it for the next square.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay. So then we bravely tumble away. And then as we're going, Jacinto aims over his shoulder at the corner of this area here. As juicy as dropping a polar vortex down here would have been, those guys have to shoot us, which they don't seem to be terribly good at, or walk through the etheric shards. These guys are much scarier, and I'm going to cast an etheric a polar vortex right in the center of these prongers.
All right. Yeah, feel free to drop copy one of these circles, and we can drag it up to the correct size.
The acid circles. I dropped a 20-foot acid circle. It needs to be twice that size. Please. Okay.
So. I think
here, let's measure it.
I think that's correct.
That's right.
So if you still have control, feel free to move that around where you would like it to be.
Okay. Right there, because that's not going to catch
It won't catch Finn. But it looks like it's going to catch the Kacerik a little bit.
No, that's the thing with doing a circular, as opposed to the circular doesn't. It's a 20-foot radius.
Okay.
So.
Doesn't quite catch the Kacerik, but it catches all the baddies. Yeah. And I'm going to move this to the back so I can see my baddies.
Of course. And they will not need to make reflex saves right now, but rather at the when they start their first turn or enter the polar vortex.
Okay. And okay. So they're just going to start dying rapidly as their turn starts. Is that all of your turn, or is the Kacerik?
That is all
do
of
something?
My turn.
Kacerik did do something.
The Kacerik already attacked.
Yep. Sorry, there's so much going on, Tom, and it's not you. It's just so much going on.
No, there's a lot.
Mintuk down here is going to step up and over here like this and attempt to shoot Vale Temros because they're still... Wait, no. You're the spellcaster that just called a polar vortex upon their boss. They're going to attempt to attack you and I need to do a quick measure because they're taking range penalties on their weapon. Merely a minus two. Roll all. A 35 versus EAC for 20 fire damage.
Oh, ow. I'm bleeding.
I made you bleed your own blood.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
This ogre has a melee weapon, and it is... These things will fucking... pronking fight to the death. So... 10... 15, 20... 25, 30... 35, 40... 45, 50... 55, 60, I think. And then they get to step out. And that's all their movement. But they do have to take 48 damage and make 4 reflex saves.
Indeed.
Oh, 20 damage. That's so much damage.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
A 6, a 16, an 11... and an 18. So.
Ooh! That Pronker's bleeding 4.
And they took half their hit points in damage.
I don't even feel badly. This fight is pronking crazy.
There we go. That ogre goon is soon to be dead. This one bleeds.
It's an ogre.
This one bleeds. It bleeds, and it takes it walks over here, taking another D8. Is it stepping in or moving through?
Moving through.
Takes a D8 of damage enough to make a reflex save to possibly stack the.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I think I misunderstood what you were asking. Then it's every new square that it enters.
Okay. Okay. So
I think it's fine. They're moving.
It steps over to Finn then. And it's going to attempt to... it has a gun in its hand. It's dumb. It's dropping the gun. It's pulling a hook out as it moves because it can do that. It has an attack bonus. It's going to try and hook Finn.
Does pulling out a weapon provoke attack?
Not in Starfinder.
Oh, sad Pathfinderism.
Put a 12 versus KAC, which is a natural 1 for the ogre goons. We'll miss. Vale Temros. Brave Vale Temros.
Brave Vale Temros. Vale Temros ran away.
The ogre right in front of Vale Temros.
He dives underground.
Okay, I was going to say, is very injured.
Yeah, yeah. Is Vale also hasted?
Yes. I am pretty far away at this point. Vale is not hasted anymore.
No, he doesn't matter. He started here. So he's going to attack before he moves.
There we go. There we go, Vale.
23 and 23 against KAC.
Yeah, super hits and you kill it.
Chop that thing up.
Nice.
You know what? I'm actually did it die on the first hit?
It would have, yeah.
Cool. Then he's going to do a slightly different thing. Since it's haste and he can break up his movement between attacks, he's going to then move forward and attack this guy.
That one's dead too.
Cool. So he's going to keep moving forward over to here to help over here because Ava hollered at him. I don't know if I feel like I was off on my toggle mute, let my Ava probably round. Yeah. She hollered at him to come over and help back her up. So he just charges through two ogres, just topping them to pieces.
Does Vale have stamina points, Leif?
Vale does have stamina points.
Jacinto congratulates Vale on dropping not one but two enemies, and he gets 22 stamina points back.
Oh, Vale's looking good. All right, that's all the Vale's got right now. Still hasn't had a chance to go into a rage yet.
I've got an ogre that's going to take 1 point of bleed. Oh, this is gross. Why did this ogre step in here? That's 10 feet. That is... Sorry. It's a dumb ogre. 10 feet. 20 feet. It escaped. 25 feet. And it's going to step here. And as part of that movement, it draws its hook. That was a small enough amount of movement that only took one action, and it's gonna swing at Finn. One of these days, I'm gonna hit Finn.
But not before it takes a D8 of damage.
It will take the D8 of damage, and I will roll the reflex save, but a 15 will miss. Come on.
So that's 3 points of piercing damage.
14 on the reflex save, so its bleed goes up by one, and it takes 3 points of piercing damage.
Kronk in love etheric shards.
There we go. Moving up here to this because they're not all the way back there. I just had them sitting back there for organizational purposes.
Small reminder, Jet, if you get a second, you might want to click back to Chrome so that
thank you for the reminder. Boom, bam, all of that movement just happened as soon as I clicked back. It waits until I get back.
That's silly.
Yeah, I apologize, folks. I know this hasn't been the most dynamic of viewing for you on the map. I need 6 monitors instead of 3 to make it work right.
Well, if there's any consolation, Jet, the podcast is going to be completely unaffected.
There is that. This ogre is scared. It has a gun, and it's going to take a big penalty to shoot, but it's going to shoot at Finn from way back here, and it's going to take a full -4 penalty to that single shot. Actually, it's going to be even crazier. It's going to full attack at a -8/-8 penalty. Because why not see if I can get a natural 20? But a grand total of 5 and 6 versus KAC will miss.
Now that you're done with that turn, I hate to interrupt you, Jet, but I believe Leif is saying 3 things entered the polar vortex up here.
Did 2 things entered it? It was these 2 ogres up here. That other one was already standing there, and it hadn't gone yet.
That's but fine.
These two bunch together, so they take death. They die, right?
So this will be the first 9d6 will be for the first one that entered. I leave that up to you to determine, and then the second 9d6 will be for the second one.
How
about the first one takes 40.
They have bludgeoning and cold. They get to make a reflex save, though, for half, right? Yes.
They do. It's a DC 19.
It's like an everlasting fireball. I love it.
So 7 for the first one and 19 for the second one. So the first one just dies, and the second one takes 14 damage.
So the first one gets, like, pelted with hail and, like, pebbles that are kicked up from the floor of this fortress's, you know, like, grounds, et cetera, whatever. I don't know if we're actually, like, stone and stonework and stuff. But, and then just gets clobbered. And then, yeah, the second one manages.
So it's a lot of steel, but the grounds out here, it has a layer of dirt because otherwise Vale Temros could not burrow. And that was to give them a little bit of a feeling. Like, part of it was the asteroid that they'd mined into and built through, and part of it was, like, they wanted to give themselves a tiny bit of something almost natural so that they weren't just surrounded constantly by just steel walls.
That makes sense. I love that you put that much thought into this, as an aside. Like, you know, in your conversion, that is really cool. Anyway... Okay, so that's that. Sorry to interrupt your turn.
No, I appreciate that interruption. Hey, we're finally back to the first goon that tried to beat their way through the wall, and I needed to be able to do at least 11 damage to this wall so that it can break the wall down and see Vale Temros. Let's see if it can do that. Let's join me on this ride. And it does do enough damage. It did 18 piercing damage. So it hooks into the wall and it rips out of a section of the wall there right by Vale Temros. And that's...
The wall not have hardness?
It does. No, that's why it needed to do 11 because I was factoring in the hardness.
Oh, I see.
Sorry, I did not verbalize that. Yeah, it had 8 hardness and it had been hit twice already.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember.
And you're going to get to see another ogre probably just go splat as it runs into the polar vortex right here. So I'll just make that reflex save.
Oh. Gross damage.
I got exactly a 19. So right,
we'll
taking...
take 11.
11.
Really... really bad damage on that 96.
Hey, that first one gone. Remember?
That's true.
Don't get too disheartened.
No, this is a numbers game. I just need to keep throwing more damage on the board.
This other ogre can see through that hole, this ogre right here, and see Vale Temros. It's going to try and hook Vale Temros. Just wildly hook full attack because... why not? And I think I'm going to give Vale Temros a little bit of cover. A +2 armor class. Because it's tight quarters. But a 15 and a 19 versus KAC, I'm sure misses.
Yeah. It bounced off his bug plates.
Yeah, this other ogre that was just waiting for the hole to be opened up is now incapable of reaching anything. Can't walk through its friends because it will be on top of Vale Temros. It's just going to keep holding. It's the smartest of all the ogres, it seems. It's Finn's turn. Finn, you're standing next to a polar vortex with ogres in it.
Why?
I don't know how...
I
feel like I have missed ogres, or the polar vortex went up after they acted. That's what it is.
I'm going to finish photon attuning, and I'm going to fly myself over to the ogre cluster over there. Let me figure out where in the ogre cluster I want to be.
Which ogre cluster do you desire, my friend? The north or the south?
I'm looking at the south one.
Okay, that's a good idea, because the north one is in a polar vortex that is a 40-foot cylinder. Like, it goes 40 feet high.
And it's also, like, got other people working on it.
Sure.
The south one down here looks like a good one to be in.
Love it.
Am I still hasted?
You are just within range. Once you leave, you will no longer gain the benefits, but you will for this round.
Nice. Oh, I also forget how big my deal is. Let's go hit the button and see what it says. My supernova. I always forget how big it is.
I think it's a 10-foot radius, unless it recently turned into 15.
We did just hit level 9. Let's double check that.
There it is.
At 9th level, it goes to 15 feet.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Cool.
Here, I'm just going to make it easy for us to visualize for a brief moment. I'm going to give you a 15-foot radius aura.
Oh, nice.
So when you plop your token down, we'll know what you incinerate.
Yes.
I would like you, unless you're totally willing to just gun it and damn the consequences, you probably should make...
Oh, no, don't give me any kind of club move against me. Go for it.
Okay.
I'm fine with
it. And I believe it's the ogre north of you in the polar vortex, Jolly, and the other ogre goon south and east of you that would get attacks of opportunity from where you were moving from.
No, they can have.
So, a 19... A 24 versus KAC?
That might do it. Let's see.
It's going to be real close. I know you don't have the AVA.
Yeah, you got me. No, my KAC is only 21. You got me, man.
So 15 piercing, and then Jolly's going to make an attack. And Jolly rolled a natural 18.
Oh, he go get me.
Super hits.
How much
damage? 15 fire. Wait, was that? No, that was a salamander class rifle. I need to roll the right damage. It's the same to hit.
Actually,
it's a worse to hit. I could re-roll to hit. That I don't want to. I won't keep that. Okay, I rolled an 18 again. What is up, Hero Lab? 18 again. 25 piercing damage.
Ugh, like the fire better. Rude.
Yep.
That's fine. So, thing is pinged twice on his way out, and then lets all of the photon energy go, and it's just fire damage.
2, 3, 4. Four of them. They need to make reflex saves. Let's do the goons first. 19 on the die for 24.
I don't know if this thing automatically adjusts itself, but there's the button.
And 14 on the die for 19. So they all save. They're all taking half. They're taking each one's taking 16. I still have to make a save for Mintuck, but let me get the goons out of the way. Oh, not minus 165 damage. Roll 20.
No, I mean, that's okay.
No, that's... let's do it right. Reflex save from Mintuck. This is one of Mintuck's good saves. Yeah, they super make it with a 17 on the die. And so that is 16 damage to Mintuck, and Mintuck does not have any resistances. Mintuck's starting to look fairly hurt, and I'm going to take your aura away since you are not perpetually exploding.
Would be pretty fun.
And that's the end of that turn, and it is 9:42 CST, folks. So I think we're once again going to be pausing as Finn ends their turn. And holy crap, we did 3 turns of combat.
Yeah. Woo!
Go us!
What we did was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We probably did 40 turns of combat, Jet.
I think Jet did 30 turns of combat.
Jet did most of the heavy lifting this episode.
Well, not counting the boss for this map and their lieutenant, there were 6 elites and 6 elites and 24 regular ogre goons.
Nice. We're going to get a whole bucket of it.
That's how many turns I had to take every round.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
Go ahead.
Oh, I appreciate the chance to, you know, flex my area control muscles. Very exciting with a new spell.
Goodness. Yeah, if you hadn't taken that spell, this fight would have been a lot different.
Oh, yeah, you're kicking butt.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be fine.
I like clusters. I don't get clusters very often. They're fun. Mm.
All right. Yeah.
And once I start graviton attuning, I've got a fun graviton thing for clusters if we don't kill them all quickly.
So, Tom, what do we got going on this Sunday?
Well, as memory would have it, last Sunday, y'all ended with underwater shots being fired at your boat as you set off in search of Shan. So I think we're going to resolve that, see what that fleeing is about, and then maybe if you're lucky, you'll survive and get to continue your quest for Shan.
Fair. I'd like to thank Paizo for making this adventure path. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I might be grumbling about all the turns I'm taking, but that's just as much my fault as it is the fact that there's this many enemies in a fortress. Leif, who do we have to thank for the audio? Other than you for coordinating.
Just white bat audio this time.
Just white bat audio. Well, white bat audio.
Thanks for that sweet, sweet combat music.
And I'd like to thank all of you for joining me. Even our absent Nick, real life supersedes game. Yes, next week, we will continue this fight, and there's a good chance that maybe it'll be another episode of nothing but this combat. I apologize if that's not your thing, but there's so many bad guys.
Yeah. Listen, we'll grind them down as quick as we can here.
Hey, your etheric shards plus that polar vortex are going to change things up, so.
Yeah, could you do me a favor, Jet, actually, after the episode, I'll ask you.
Yeah, no worries. Questions, comments, shout-outs, feel free to email us, nonstandardaction@gmail.com. Talk to us on Discord. We like that. We're friendly, we promise. We say good morning most of the time and good afternoon, and you can engage us in random conversations and questions, and we love to hear it when someone's like, I just started listening to this thing, and whatever series it happens to be. It's
all
good.
We also love icebreakers.
Yeah, and please send me icebreakers. I chew through them faster than everyone else, because our episodes on Thursdays are so much shorter, so they need to last me longer. But that's what I have, and I think it's about time for us to say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Oh,
I apologize. You might have to say goodbye again. We're going to be in general, at least some of us, for a little bit. If you're on our Discord, feel free to join us. Now we say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye,
everybody.
You only get one.
We almost synchronized.